Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I'm having a rough year. Just kidding. 2021. Wow. We're off to a start, aren't we? I've mentioned before that occasionally I have a list on my desk of things people have complained about or things that pop into my head that I should talk about sometime or another. These are things that wouldn't make up an entire video. But it's stuff that's occurred to me or occurred to people who've watched my videos. So, for instance, I can mention to you that I was driving down the road, and I told the story in a video, and I said that as I was driving down the road, I drifted a little bit, and I knocked a rearview mirror off my car. And I had at least three or four people say, you couldn't have knocked a rearview mirror off your car because the only rearview mirror in your car is the one on your inside of your windshield. The mirrors out there are called side view mirrors, and it's wrong to call them rear view mirrors. And the weird part about that is that you don't look to the side with those mirrors. You are still looking to the rear. They are rear view mirrors. The difference is that's an interior rear view mirror, and those who are exterior rear view mirrors, but they are rear view mirrors. So this gets to one of those things where I don't mind if people point out that there are language distinctions in English. There are, okay? But when someone says you are wrong to use this when you should have used this, when it's simply a matter of word choice, because that is a rearview mirror. That's a rearview mirror. If I'm looking to the rear with it, it is of the rear view. So I don't know why. But the funny thing is that I'll get two or three people who adamantly say that in the comments. Two or three. The video's been viewed 40 or 50,000 times. So there you go. I did the video not too long ago. The headline was Man Bites Dog. And that's a joke from the field of journalism. They say that a dog biting a man is not news because it happens all the time. And the joke is that if it becomes Man Bites Dog, that's news. And I had said that the man in the story who bit the dog had made several bad choices in his life because he found himself abandoning a stolen car and then fleeing on foot where he wound up in someone else's backyard biting a police dog. And I said at that point, you've made bad choices in your life and there's really never a reason to be biting a dog. And I had several people say, I'd bite a dog if it attacked me. I guess so. But when I tell the story in the larger context of the man who stole a car, was in a police chase, fled the car, I think after getting in an accident, and wound up in someone else's backyard, and he's biting a police dog, and I said that, you know, really there's never any reason to be biting a dog. I think the context is more important there. But if you really do think that you'd be biting a dog in self-defense, you might not have spent much time around dogs. Because generally speaking, if a dog comes at you, you pick your leg up and you use your knee to keep it away from you. Now, I realize that trained attack dogs might be handled differently. And I'll admit, I've never actually gotten into a tussle with a police dog. So maybe these people know more than I do and actually have had experience biting dogs. But I still stand by my statement that there's really never an excuse to be biting a dog. Now, there are people out there who are contrarians, and many of the complaints that I get on my channel are simply from contrarians. I can say anything, and someone will contradict me. Oh, no, that's not that. And quite often when I'm speaking, I don't stop and edit everything I say as if I was writing a brief for a court, right? And when I'm writing for a court, I write very, very specifically. As you might guess from my videos, these are not scripted. And I know it's going to blow some people's minds. These videos are not scripted. Some of them I've got cheat sheets where I've just scribbled out notes, but it's usually outlines. But the words, the phrases, the sentences are not pre-scripted. So the idea that when I say, you know, if you find yourself biting a dog, you've made a mistake in your life. I'm not saying that there's never any possibility of any situation ever where someone could actually have an excuse to bite a dog. But I think as a general proposition, I'm pretty safe in saying that if you find yourself biting a dog in someone else's backyard, you've made some unwise choices in your life, my friend. I did this story about the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court actually said in a ruling that to search a car without a warrant, they need a higher standard than simply, oh, it's a car, it's on wheels, we're scared the person's going to take the car away, so therefore we have the right to search it. Because that would then give them carte blanche to search any car on the roads of Pennsylvania, with or without the permission of the car owner or the person driving the car. And I had somebody who wrote me a really nasty note and said, Steve, that only applies if the police don't ask. If they ask you to search your car, you have to say yes. And if you say no, then they can arrest you and revoke your driver's license. And I said, well, wait, that doesn't make any sense. And the person wrote me back and said, well, it's Pennsylvania law. I said, do you have a citation for this law? And the person wrote back and said, when you apply for a driver's license, they hand you a thing and make you sign it saying that you give the police carte blanche to search your car just because you're driving. And I think what he's doing is confusing the idea of implied consent, which is whether or not you have to blow a breathalyzer if a police officer asks you to at the side of the road. Another story altogether, but the point is that the Supreme Court wouldn't go through this whole gymnastic thing to explain under what circumstances the police can and cannot search your car without a warrant if all they had to do was ask. But I wrote it down. It only applies if the police don't ask. If they ask, you have to let them. The person was serious too, by the way. They're serious. And yeah, I do get some crank comments, which brings me to a story with the word crank in it. And I mentioned before that in several videos that the cost of automobiles in this day and age has gone up faster than inflation because cars have gotten more complex. And some of it makes sense. To put side curtain airbags is going to cost more money than cars without side curtain airbags. And the Gremlin I drove in 1979 didn't have side curtain airbags. Now cars do. So those things have caused the price of cars to go up. And I jokingly said that nowadays, I'm not even sure if you can get crank windows anymore. And I meant it more rhetorically because I wasn't sure. And someone sent me this, and I apologize because I should have written it down and I didn't. But someone sent me a note, said, Steve, just so you know, you can still get crank windows. And here's a story that proves it, that Caleb Jones wrote. And it's a whole story here, but I'm just going to give you the headline. You can still get manual crank windows on the 2021 Ford F-150. So it turns out that, and this, I guess, is especially true of fleet buyers. But if you buy a totally base F-150 XL with no option packages, it comes with manually operated windows. And I guess Hooniverse also pointed this out. So that's pretty interesting that you can still get crank windows. And the real question is whether that's ever going to go away completely. I bet it will. And of course, I've had people discussing whether or not vehicles with crank windows versus electric windows, which cost more to install. And I've had several people say that they think the electric windows are cheaper. But I suspect if you simply look at the parts that go into a crank window, they're cheaper. But of course, if you have one versus the other and more people are ordering the electric windows, it might then become more expensive to keep the crank windows in the pipeline as a potential option. But another story altogether, simply the point is that I said, I wonder if you still get crank windows. Somebody's like, there, boom, here you go. You can still get your crank windows in your unoptioned Ford truck. Second of all, and Don pointed this out to me. Thank you very much. It's just an interesting story out of Baltimore. But authorities seized two domain names, which were posing as biotech companies developing COVID treatments. And it's interesting because the investigation launched by Homeland Security after a corporate security for a company identified an affidavit as Moderna in Cambridge, Massachusetts, located the fake website and contacted authorities. And so what will happen quite often is that someone will set up a domain name that looks a lot like a real one and then hope to get people to come over there and think they're dealing with somebody else. And so here the Maryland U.S. Attorney's Office seized two fake domain names that were, in essence, trying to convince people that there was somebody else and it was pharmaceutical companies. And you don't want that happening because that's obviously a very, very serious topic. Now, a couple other things that made my list. Boy, my handwriting is bad. It's so bad I can barely read it. But I have over 1,000 videos up on YouTube. I've shot probably 1,500 or maybe 2,000 by now. And the older videos that are up are usually topics that did really well, and I've left them up. Some of the older videos that didn't do so well, I've taken down, and we'll get to that in a second. But the funny thing is that people will still see an old video of mine and not notice that it's 4 years old, 5 years old. And someone will comment on one of those videos. And I do go through the comment section, and because I'm a creator on YouTube, I have access to a panel that shows me all comments on my channel that have gone up recently, regardless of what video they went up on. But if a video gets commented on at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I get up that next morning and I'm reading through the comments, unless I go all the way through the entire night, I might miss a comment. It happens. So somebody went on to one of my old videos talking about driver's licenses, and it was a 4 or 5 year old video. And they asked the question, and they said something about the difference between driving versus traveling, which I've done entire videos on. I've done 5 videos on that topic. And somebody actually asked, well, what about driving versus traveling? And then 2 hours later, actually commented on their own comment and said, I asked this question 2 hours ago and still no answer. That's what's the problem with Steve Leto and these other fake internet experts like him. He apparently doesn't know the answer. So he posted a question on a 4 or 5 year old video, waited 2 hours for an answer, didn't get one, and then said, that's the problem with Steve Leto and these other fake internet experts. They apparently don't know. They apparently don't know. So I'm a fake internet expert, I guess. And then finally, I got to point this out because it's apparently perplexed a couple people very, very badly. And I apologize. I hate to perplex anybody. But I did a video a couple days ago about a man who was given a ticket while riding a horse in Australia and talking on a cell phone simultaneously, as I like to mispronounce. And I had done the story about a year ago. And when I did the video this time, I said, this is an old story. I apologize for doing an older story. And the original version of the story that I did almost a year ago, I put up as a video. And it did okay, but it didn't do as well as my other videos. And so I've mentioned before, including earlier in this video, that sometimes if I put up a video, it doesn't do well. After a while, I'll take it down. And I have redone topics before. And in fact, the first year of videos I put up, most of them had so few views that I took them all down and reshot them 4 or 5 years later. No problem at all. Nobody ever blinked. Nobody ever said a word. Nothing. And occasionally I'd even say, "I'm this is an old topic. I'm redoing it." But the point is that I know how many subscribers I have. I know how many people watch any given video. And I can guess that if I put up a video that is the same topic as this video, I know how many views it got. So at worst, I'm going to bother the people who saw that video who are going to go, wait, I've already seen this. But if it's not that many, so that might explain why I think 3 people complained. Three. And I got one email from a guy who said, Steve, you've done this video before. And I wrote him back and said, what I just told you. I said, I've done this before. Apparently he was happy with that, never heard from him again. I've had a couple people who won't let it rest, who literally this morning, and this is days afterwards, this morning I got a comment from a guy who goes, why won't you admit you did that video again? Why won't you admit that? Because I don't want to get arrested? I'm not quite sure why that upsets somebody like that. But, you know, again, I did the video a year ago. And by the way, one of the reasons it caught my attention the second time, you might say, Steve, if it didn't do well last year, why will it do better this year? Somebody sent me a link to the story from a different news source than the one I'd used originally. And the different news source had different language in it from the court that was not in the first story. And the language was funnier because the language said something to the effect of the horse did not have a hands-free connection fitted to it, implying on some level that you have to start mounting things on your horse, which I thought was funny. Okay, so that's one of the reasons I thought maybe this one will do better. And by the way, it is doing better. What can I tell you? So if you're one of the three or four people who's deeply offended that I reshot a video that I did a year ago, I apologize. Please don't report me to the authorities because obviously I'd be arrested for doing that. I'm sure it's a crime in some jurisdiction. And as for everything else, I don't know what to tell you. But a lot of it is contrarians, but also people who don't understand why I don't answer every question posted on a five-year-old video within an hour or two, because I'm a fake expert apparently. So there you go. That's the list. That's both sides of the list that made it on my desk. And hey, the year is off to a rocky start. What can I tell you? Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. For every action, there is an equal and opposite malfunction.